Well, hi, Lisa.
Hello.
It's
How
been
are
a
you
while, huh?
today? I know. I think you have to invite me on the
Oh, yeah. Oops, sorry. Oh, gosh. Let me see if I know what to do. No, that's wrong. Oh, wait a minute here. Okay, I just did.
Okay. Okay, I'm connecting. Yay!
Okay, sorry. I
Okay,
had
I
to
had to
invite
invite
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
had to
I had to
invite
invite
Lisa to
Lisa to
Instagram.
Instagram.
Okay,
Hello, Lisa.
do we have
Do we
an
have an echo?
echo? Oh,
Oh,
there we
there we
go.
go. Turn your volume down.
It's all the way down.
Mine too.
Well, why are we having an
There we
echo?
go. I'm not sure.
I don't
It's
know
on
either.
your end.
Because
Just
I
like
don't
it
think
is.
I should put it on mute, huh?
I don't
Right?
think you want it on mute.
No.
There. Is the echo still on?
No. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway,
Anyway.
you know what? We're
Anyway.
just going to get going anyway. Do you hear it?
I don't hear it now.
I do. Oh, maybe not. I don't
Testing,
bounce.
1, 2, 3, testing. Gone? Is your computer volume
Oh,
down?
maybe that's it.
Or your phone volume? Your phone volume?
No, my phone
Or
volume's all the way down. Do we hear it now?
testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay, well, I can barely hear you if I turn my computer down. Anyway, Chris just walked in the door. Well, you guys,
Oh,
how are you doing? What a month it has been. We want to say welcome to Girlfriend Chit Chat, Lisa and Amy, Amy and Lisa.
yay.
Why is it I
Okay.
suddenly don't know what to do? I'm so afraid. Oh,
Look
dear.
at the paper. That's why we have an outline.
Lisa writes notes.
It's
Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us. We're always so appreciative. And Chris, if you want to say hi, that'd be great. I've got a big thing going on in my garage that I've got to work on. And later on, I'll be watching my two grandkids, two of my grandkids. So I'm very excited about that. But thank you everyone for coming on board, joining us in this chit chat. We're going to, highlight some things. We'll see how that goes, if you
Yeah,
know what I mean. Because
we'll
the
get to
biggest question is, have you seen the premiere episode of Little People, Big World?
Oh dear, as you would say. Oh dear.
Know. Oh, dear.
Well, let's thank everyone for
Yeah.
coming on today. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and now we're also on your favorite podcast platform, which will be as a
Really?
rerun. Yeah. So Spotify, Apple, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon, and more. So if you want friends to see, you can have them go there. Or if you want to watch it again, it'll all be in a rerun there. So
And
pretty
then in the
cool.
meantime, once we start getting into these modes of all that technology that's available and kind of fun and stuff like
Stuff
that,
like that.
we'll try and come up with some other chit chats that may be different than the live or something, whether it just be me and someone else or just Lisa and I, or we'll see.
Yeah, that would be great. So, thank you for all the wonderful questions and comments that came in the last week. Well, actually, the last day or two from the episode. So we have some of those for our audience and for you to answer. So that'll be fun. And how about some? Are there any other special days? How did May go for you? Were there a lot of
Okay.
fun days?
May was huge. Getting a call at like 2:30 in the morning. And that is one reason why I always leave my iPhone on. Ever since I got an iPhone, a cell phone, I have always left it on. As my kids got older, they went into college, older high school. It doesn't matter. Even right now, I do that. Excuse me. And one of the reasons I do that is because, I never know. I always want my kids, and when my grandkids get older, I want them always to know that Mimi or their mom or grandma is always available. And so I left my phone on, thank goodness, got a call. Tori and Zach are having a baby. So I spent a couple of days watching Jackson and Lila while they gave birth to Josiah. Beautiful baby.
I love
I
that
mean,
name.
everyone thinks all their babies are cute, which is true. You should. But Josiah is cute. Oh, he is a cute
I
baby.
love that name.
And then May comes, and then there's Mother's Day, and then there's Jackson's birthday, then there's the twins' birthday, my nephew's birthday, even though my nephew and my sister don't live here, still, it's my nephew's birthday, it's my sister's birthday. I'm like, May, how much more can you pack?
That's a lot. That's a
And
lot.
then we also have a friend that we know whose birthday. So happy birthday, Aaron. I hope you're
Happy
having a good
birthday.
day.
That's great. That's great. Well, how about some special shout outs to Little People Big World fans? We have Susie Miller from San Francisco.
Then we have Steve Cody from Newark, New Jersey.
Nancy Taylor from Ridgefield, Washington.
And then Debbie Corsack from Bend, Oregon.
Ooh, thanks for watching.
So I really appreciate these four being fans, but I know many of you here are also fans. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Libby
Let's get
Cooper.
some shout outs on like Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter
Yeah.
and all this other stuff.
Meg Libby Cooper, her birthday's in the month of May. Very cool. Maybe we could grab some shout outs. Hi
We
from
have Jan
Minnesota.
from Australia.
BC, Brenda. Hey, welcome.
Hugs from Austin, Tennessee. McMinnville, welcome to the
Oh,
neighborhood.
we like that. We like McMinnville. Awesome.
Manchester, Vermont, Edmonton, I think, Kentucky, Newfoundland.
Melody Webb. Hi, great to see you here. Bentonville, Arkansas from Instagram. Paraguay. Someone from Paraguay.
Well, we have Santa Barbara, we have Iowa,
And
Hawaii. Oh, we're coming
ooh,
back to Hawaii, people.
yes. And happy birthday, Kelly Connors. Hers is tomorrow. So awesome.
Yeah, Atlantic City, Indiana,
Yes.
Pennsylvania,
Los Angeles, Alabama.
Cocoa, Florida, I think it was, Argentina,
Oh, welcome.
Alberta, Canada. Oh, no, we're going through British Columbia on our motorcycle ride.
Oh.
Myrtle Beach, Ontario,
Ooh.
Canada. Oh, hello from Vernonia. Well,
Oh.
neighbor. Saddlebrook, New Jersey. Was that right? Saddlebrook, New Jersey?
Orlando,
Is that
Florida.
where that tragedy happened? Was it Saddlebrook?
I'm not sure.
You know where the horrible school shooting? Anyway, if not, we don't want to get into that.
Yeah.
That whole community will be, sad for a very long time.
Seville, Ohio, Marianne Guerin, Chicago from Leanna. Wow, we've got a lot of people.
Well, you know the thing that reminds me, Lisa, every time I see these, everyone from all of these different places.
Yes.
It makes me like, okay, after we're done, let's hop in the car and go to some of these places
Go.
and just give a shout out and say, hello, come on out
Hi, nice to meet you. Well, I
if
think, you know, this is a community. We talk about this every time, but this is a community. This is where we're like all sitting together, having a great conversation of current events. Today's the premiere doc, but you know, we bring other things into it too, and
Yeah.
just really try to make this a part of,
We'll make it fun.
make it
We make
fun.
it fun. I don't. There's a whole lot of political stuff going on. And obviously, we
Oh.
also just got done with primary. If you're having any primary elections in your state, Oregon, we did.
Yes.
And so that was like big stuff. And we're going to have big stuff come November. So to me, the most important thing to do is to do the four-letter word, and that is to vote.
Yes.
However it is in your state, I encourage you to vote.
That's an
I
interesting
think a
point,
lot
Melody.
more people, we should exercise that privilege
Yes.
because primaries don't get that much attention. And I think, I mean, only 33% of eligible voters, I think, in Oregon voted. I mean, it's like, can we
That's,
at least have half?
I know. It's hopefully, yeah. hopefully in November we'll get a better turnout, but some things have got to change. We can't keep doing the same thing.
Well, I mean, it's, yeah, and the problem there is that change, what change means for someone else is different for someone else, but we need something to, you know, kind of get more of us like here instead of at opposite ends.
Right, right. I totally agree.
To me, that's the change I would like to see.
Well,
see more of.
Amy, it's May 19th. How did we get here? We're almost into summer.
I know. How Memorial Day is coming up.
I know. I can't believe it.
No.
I cannot believe it.
I can't either.
Well, we've got a lot of great info to cover today. Tuesday night's opening premiere was, you know, kind of.
Well, I think, I think one of the things, if people had the time, I think the one episode that they showed, because they do a marathon of Little People, Big World before the new season comes out in order to catch everyone else up, you know, what's been going on and stuff like that. So they redid the wedding episode, correct?
Yes. Yes, they did. And that was wonderful. I watched that two more times.
Yeah.
They repeated it for 2 weeks and I cried both times.
Well, I think I keep missing it. I keep missing and stuff. And so one of the things I'm trying to do, and sometimes that's a battle, but is getting a copy of our 2-hour wedding special for Chris and I. So that is one of our anniversary, you know, things that we'll do each year is to, you know, recapture that moment and, you know.
Have you watched it at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful. Yeah. We'll talk about that.
I thought we were talking about it now.
Well, we wanted to talk first about our giveaway. We have our giveaway. So.
See, I made a note and I have wedding special.
Okay. We're not scripted, really. We just try to stay on track. So anyway, for our 4 lucky winners today, our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, at the end of the show, we're going to have a code word. So stay on, hang on. And once we get that code word, we have a spa package, which is a soy candle, which is wonderful, locally made, and 3 bath soaks. And these are locally made, and we love them. They're on our Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen website, too, if you're interested in checking it out. But 4 lucky winners today will get one of these spa packs. So I just wanted to say that. And
I think if you need a moment just to calm yourself down, be by yourself, do something that's just for you. And you've got, you know, this nice little bathtub and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is a nice thing. You know, you got the candle, you got this nice aroma in the bath and everything.
So
the special music. And I don't know. I just think it's a good thing.
Mm. All handmade. We love them. So anyway, just wanted to plop that in there. So yeah, I thought the wedding, showing the wedding and then the review, that was unexpected. I don't know, were you expecting them to go through and put a whole review of your story with the kids and then with Chris and prior to the wedding?
Well, I think, I knew they would do something, but the way they did the hour before the actual wedding, both Chris and I were surprised and like, wow, that is a really good capture of 5 years or whatever wrapped into this.
I know, it was beautiful. It was unexpected and they did such a great job. So shout out to your...
my production team.
Yeah, production team and TLC. So... Yeah, so let's get down to the premiere.
Just a I know, few I things. See how quiet I am.
Ew. I know, but I'm just saying, I thought the
Well, the thing is, I hope everyone watched, or, you know, those of that you did watch the premiere. It will definitely give you a sample of, you know, the process and what went on during this time. And it's not just a day. It's not just a few days. You know, it went on for quite some time, and you're able to see some of those moments of that. And I will admit, it was tough. It was tough on me. Because I have years and years of just, you know, the farm and my kids and being married and then divorce. And, you know, it's like it all came to this moment that, you know, I wasn't expecting, at least not this way. And so just keep watching the other episodes, because I think it just tells more of the story and you'll get a better, you know, rounded view of all of this, because I don't want to give too much away, because we got a lot more episodes to come. And
yeah, and just a few things. I mean, it is a behind the scenes, so we want a few little things to talk about. Just like,
no,
I mean, I thought again it was well done, because the first 5 minutes you pretty much were caught up on kind of what was going on. The first 5 minutes they had, you know, talked about the situation, talked about Zach and Tori.
And a lot of that had to go, you know, go on between Matt and, you know, our son, Zach. And, you know, and I felt bad for Zach, because, you know, there's certain expectations. I also felt bad for Jeremy. There's certain expectations. And I don't think the time was given to really negotiate, but I wasn't a part of any of that, because I don't live on the farm. I don't need to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah.
And let's just say it was tough.
Zach and Tori moved out of state. They're in Washington now. So,
well, when they found out that they, you know, the farm deal wasn't going to happen, they wanted to, you know, look for other, you know, another house, another thing, another place that, because, you know, they already had it in their mindset that they were going to move from their current house. Mm-hmm. So they happened to find another place, you know, in Washington, about 45 to an hour to get there. Traffic. Well, traffic, it could be an hour and a half. Ugh. Getting across that bridge from Oregon to Washington, people, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. So anyway, and so, you know, what you'll see later on is, I'm not always a fan of change, but change has to happen. And I just have to be a little more intentional in planning when I go over there. How long do I stay? Mm-hmm. If I go over there about 3:30, I'm not going to come home at 5:30, because then I'll be stuck in an hour and a half of traffic. I'd rather stay there an extra hour and a half and be home in 45 minutes.
Right. Yeah. It's a trek over there for sure. Mm-hmm. That beautiful property. And well,
no,
and then,
I'm just glad that they're happy there, and the kids seem to be really happy and stuff, but obviously they're farther away from cousins and family, which, you know, sometimes when you decide to move, you don't necessarily agonize over that, because it doesn't seem that big of an issue. Mm-hmm. Until your family keeps growing and stuff. But
yeah,
you know,
well, I think one of the things that kind of hit me on this that I was really pretty shocked was when Matt mentioned that, and Karen, that they had cameras at the farm and watched the, he wanted to watch.
Well, sometimes I don't know whether that is true or not, or, you know, Matt is good at throwing out, you know, certain comments, and you're not quite sure, is this real or is this not? Because if it is,
when Deb and I were putting together the wedding, the bride's room that was an office, I was told to unplug the camera that was in the corner off up in the ceiling for the office. Yeah. Like, oh, I didn't even know there was a camera in here. So I'm glad at least while we were dressing.
Well, I was a little surprised that there might have been one there, but I do know there are security cameras around the farm.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big place. You know, there could be a lot of people that come on and you wouldn't even know it.
Oh, of course. So, but on the day of your wedding, I mean, you know, that was I agree with Karen. She said that was creepy. I think it's creepy too.
Well,
just saying. She said it first.
Said it first. So I don't know what was going on.
Do I get some questions from some fans? Bernadette asked, how did you adjust to your grandkids moving away? Mine are moving to Arizona soon.
Well, Bernadette, it depends on where you live, and they're moving to Arizona. So I know that when I moved, when I got married, my mom and dad aren't very emotional, or, you know, they're, oh, but what are you doing? You can't do that, Amy, you know? What are you going to do out in California and all that other stuff? I'm sure it really impacted her when I moved, and then my brother moved to Colorado. So to have Zach and Tori move, I'm glad they're only 45 to an hour away. I can definitely see them more often than if they were to live several states away. I would definitely have to fly. And then you got to go into, well, how often can I get there if you got to fly? So I'm definitely glad that they're, that they found a place, but they've moved, but haven't moved so far away where it's even more of an effort to see the grandkids, see Zach and Tori, see the family, and, you know, how they're all doing.
Yeah, that's good. How often do you get to see Zach and Tori now that they moved?
Well, you know what? It really depends, because, you know, I do a lot during the week, sometimes during the weekends. And with the warmer weather coming up, Chris and I will probably be doing, you know, some more motorcycle rides and everything. Even though we're taking the big one to Alaska here in June.
Talk about that, yes.
But, you know, so not every weekend can just be going to see the grandkids. You know, we have to do, we want to do other things as well. So we'll pick and choose, you know, and they're going to be doing family stuff too. It's a give and take thing, just like a lot of different families are having, you know, to go through. And, you know, especially families that are divorced and, you know, their kids have to see, you know, their mom or dad and vice versa and time there. And so it's, you know, you definitely have to make an effort. You may have to plan a little bit more, but you also have to see what they're doing, what we're doing. Okay, this is the day where let's get together and make it happen.
That's good. That's
so how good. Often do I get to see them? It all depends. But I try and see them at least a couple times a month, which doesn't sound very much.
When they call, you're usually ready to go, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's your grandma gig. Like,
well, okay. It's, I think I've always, I try to always be in that mode. And I think partly a lot of it had to do with, we didn't have family here. I know I've mentioned this 50 million times, but we didn't have family here. So it's not like I could call up, you know, my sister or an aunt or their aunt or cousins or whatever it may be. Hey, can you watch my kids? You know, and they're still around family. I wanted them to always know that as best I could, I'd be there for them. You know,
well, so various people have asked regarding specific countries, when will Little People Big World be available to watch in other countries?
Well, that I do not know when the show will air in different countries, especially this current season, because I don't know how far behind you guys are. So I think you could be anywhere from 6 months to maybe a year because you're still watching the previous season.
Right.
So, and I know there's probably different elements that go into how does, you know, making the show here, what do you got to do to air it over in a different country?
Well, you had traveled to Brazil, right? Was it Brazil? Where?
Sao Paulo. I traveled to Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Do you remember where they
fabulous, died? Fabulous trip. I just loved it. The TLC people down there were wonderful. They were, you know, for what I had to do down there for TLC. And then, you know, they took me all over. They took me out to dinner and it was wonderful. I didn't make it to Rio de Janeiro, which I was kind of bummed out, but they told me, if you think Sao Paulo is crowded, Rio de Janeiro is even more so, I think. It's also right there on the ocean.
Cool. Okay. Kim asks, would you and Chris ever consider doing your own show?
So, would anyone watch it?
Why do you say
I
that?
don't know.
Because you're so, what's the word I want to use? Normal? Non, what's drama? There's not a lot of
Well,
drama with
no,
you
I would
guys.
say non-celebrity. We
Non
don't,
celebrity. I think you
how
just
do you
don't have a lot
say?
of drama. You
I
guys are doing pretty
enjoy,
well.
well, it's just natural drama. I enjoy, doing what we've done over the years. But like any job and anything you do, because this is a job. This isn't like we're having a party every day. There's pros and cons to it. And this episode to me is one of those cons.
Con. Con.
Con?
That's a funny word.
Pros and
Yes.
cons.
Because I know, it just sounds funny.
Oh, and
Okay.
then so yeah, I think if it was the right thing or something like that, sure, we'd definitely be into it. But we'd also love to do like a travel journal type of thing too, because we'd like to document a lot of our motorcycle rides and just being the age we're at, we're going on this type of an adventure, which is different than a motor home and all this other stuff.
What about just you on your own?
Oh, I would do something on my own. Absolutely.
Maybe
Who
some
wants to see me cook in
cooking.
your house?
Maybe some, yeah, wouldn't that be fun? Some cooking, some traveling, some fun times, learning.
Because that to me is a natural thing. It's an element of me. I mean, I could definitely do a show. Let's put Amy in the most awkward situation and see how she responds. But doing that kind of thing is it's just a part of me, and I enjoy just learning from other people and seeing what they do. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
So
and I think
you all
too,
let me know if you'd ever see anything. I don't know.
well, and it's been great because you've been working super hard putting recipes together every week and sharing your cooking. And a lot of the things you do are you're learning different things as you go. It's not like you're
Some of
saying, I'm a
it, yeah.
chef and I'm
Some
doing
of it.
this. I'm trying this recipe and I might want to add this to it or I might want to do
That's
this.
pretty much what
So,
I do.
yeah, pretty cool. So, I think, if anybody wants to watch even right now,
Well,
great
like,
channel.
in fact, I was just going to say that a coming up recipe will be spinach pie. I'm sure a lot of you guys made spinach pie, or some of you have not. I had it when the last time I went back home to Michigan. I thought, oh my goodness, it has been so long
Oh,
since I've had this.
that's
I
what
want to make
inspired
this.
you.
Oh, it did. And so
Oh.
I want to make this. And so I, did my little video. I made the recipe. And I thought, you should be able to use fresh spinach and not frozen all the time. So you need like 3 boxes of frozen. But I'm like, okay, how do you equate fresh to frozen? Because you start with this amount of spinach and it shrinks to this. So I think I had 4 or 5 fresh spinach, big
Oh,
leaf spinach and stuff, or I used two big,
bunches.
huge bags of spinach, whatever. Well, the first time I made it, I just used hot water on it because, it goes down so quick.
Thanks. Yeah.
However, I made the dish and I'm like, okay, there's something not right here. This is not how I anticipated this being. There, something is not right in the spinach pie kitchen area. And what I realized probably is because I didn't cook it down enough. And so the spinach still had water in it, even though I squeezed it out yet, but it still had to shrink down a little bit. So to me, it was a little bit too wet. And I think the other thing I did, or I got overzealous, is that I buttered the phyllo, because I made this one with phyllo dough. You can make it with puff pastry, or you can do, make your own crust or whatever. But I think phyllo dough or puff pastry is good because it kind of goes with the spinach because it'll still cook down. But I'm rambling on, I know, right,
It's
people?
okay.
So anyway, it was too wet, and I thought, okay, I have to make it again. The video was still okay, but I had to make it again and really focus on the spinach. And because I tried to ad lib it, but I still used fresh spinach, but I cooked it all the way.
Down.
And make sure you squeeze as much water out of it as you can. And it turned out so much better in the way I had pictured it being. So I had to do that twice before I confirmed on my recipe.
Well, I watched one time with Joanne Gaines, Magnolia, and she said sometimes it takes her 8 takes to make one recipe to just get it to where she wants it. So 2 takes for you, that's not bad.
Well, I think sometimes when you're making a new recipe, yeah, it will definitely take me several times. A lot of the recipes that I do make, I'm usually familiar with it. And but when I change it up and it doesn't work, then I'll say, okay, I might have to go back with the
Yeah.
original
There's a
and
reason why.
or something like that. But I would have to say I don't do it that often because number one, time and money. I don't have enough resources to buy all the ingredients and do it eight times.
Times. Yeah.
So,
Yeah. You're the true home cook. This isn't a big production. It's the home cook and sharing what
well,
you do.
I think anytime you make a dinner, it can be a big production. Some meals are in a jiffy. Other meals, you're like, okay, it
Yeah.
just took me 2 hours to make this and we're all done in 20 minutes. Hello. No
Right,
wonder
right.
parents want their kids to sit around the table longer. It's like,
Know.
wait a minute.
Wait, I just did this for 5 hours and it takes you 10 minutes to eat and run. I know, I know.
Okay, let's get back to some of these questions.
Okay.
One was, what's the best thing about your newlywed life?
Okay. Yeah, what is that? Are you a newlywed?
I think being the, how old we're at, the age that we're at, I think it's easy to kind of fall into kind of your little routine and stuff like that. I mean, I think there's still things that, Chris is probably bothered by me, and a lot of that has to do with neatness. Oh dear. And I think, another thing, like for me with him, is that women have a tendency to repeat themselves, or in order to start a conversation, start with something that you kind of already talked about, but it gets the juices going as to, oh yeah, and then it leads into other conversations. Well, he will say, we already talked about that. I'm like, well, maybe not enough.
That's funny. Yeah.
But excuse me. But
Take a little drink.
no, newlywed life is going great. COVID, definitely put, we got engaged in 2019 and suddenly we're in the house together almost 24/7 because of COVID and everything. And so then that made us feel more at home as well and settling in and stuff. But we, oh, I know the point I was trying to make. We still do date night. I don't care what age you are. When Jeremy and Audrey really made a point to do that when they got married, I thought how wonderful that is to start it from day one.
Yeah.
And just like anything else, you have an idea, help make it consistent, create a habit, and then it becomes part of your norm, which is very important. Because once you don't do it, then you feel like you're missing something and you want to go back to it.
Yeah.
So Chris and I try and do, we may not do it every week, but we definitely try and do a couple of date nights,
I love
at least
that.
a couple of times a month.
I
Whether it be
love
just going to a restaurant, usually it's listening to local music, or in the summertime, it might be a ride, a new route that we may want to do or something, but it's really like getting away from your norm and just going out and doing something.
Yeah, and being mindful of each other and what, and just like you said, get rid of everything around you, all the noise, all the things, and move away from that and just kind of celebrate each other, right? Kind of.
Well, that is with three kids for Jer and Odd, that's one of the things that they really wanted to do. That was their like they have many, but one of their marriage goals, I think, was to date each one date a week, do
Right.
52 dates in the year. Now that can be tough when you got three young kids and you got all these
Little kids.
projects going on, you got work to do and just all of this stuff. And so most of the time when I go over there, it's because I'm watching the kids, so it allows them to have date night.
Is that and, why you're going tonight?
Yes, and oh, that is why I'm going today.
So after this.
But for me, it's part of me getting to see the kids. Not that I don't want to talk to Jaron Hodge too. Yes. And usually we'll do that. But if I can help out with that, because I wish I had done that a lot more early on in, you know, previous marriage. And so, but I think it's important for anyone to do it. Never make it a habit to, you know, take the time to do that. Find someone to watch your kids. And like I said, they often talk about this too, at beating 50%. It does not have to be a big, elaborate date. It just needs to be something that you both get out, whether it be a walk in the park,
go get some ice cream,
going to your favorite restaurant to have a drink and appetizer, or whatever it may be.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. So next question.
Well, this is from V. Shook.
Yes.
If you were at the meeting with Zach and Matt, would things have turned out differently? You know, that's hard for me to answer. I don't have any idea, because I reflect back on, you know, maybe how I negotiated with Matt. And so, you know, where I'm at right now to that time, I would have done things differently, but I can't go back. And so I can't really say just because I was there that it would suddenly be different. It could have been worse. I don't know. I'm not sure how worse more it could be, but
I think in the
it could have been worse.
You made the comment that Matt treated it as a business deal, but this was his son, and again, you were his wife, and it was both of you were treated as a business deal, not a family member. So,
well, the one thing you have to remember, it's like, the boys and myself aren't unrealistic in the fact that, yeah, this is a business deal. Absolutely.
Of course.
But with what we know and what we have done over time, it's also a big chunk personally as well. And so you can't just ignore all of that when it's a big chunk. And this is my opinion, and make it all business. You can't treat those that are directly a part of your family and just assume because it's business, you're like any other vendor. I'm not like any other vendor. My boys aren't like, these are your boys.
Right.
They're not.
You all built business. The farm. You built the
and
shop.
And no one assumed to get anything for free or less than. I think they all knew that, of course, you know, times have changed, you know,
Dad
deserves, you know, something, but.
Yeah. But Zach did mention that he took into consideration what Matt paid you and had added on onto that, what it would be to have, you know, for an offer. So.
Well, I don't know what that was. I don't know what that was. I don't know what the amount was. So I can't really, you know, speak on that. So that's why I keep watching the episodes, because you may find out more from that. But you know, it might have not been enough, I guess. I don't know. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just a very sad situation, in my opinion. And because this is personal to me, I can't make it all business. It'll never be that way.
No.
Business was part of our personal life.
Exactly.
So it can never just be business.
That's a good way of putting it. And again, saying that, you know, you guys all built this together. It wasn't just one person who built this, show or the farm or
everything. Well, like the example I gave to you was, you can't have four cooks in the kitchen. Where's your sous chef? Yeah. I mean, if you have four cooks in the kitchen, nothing's going to get done, because you're all going to be like, you know,
right?
Because you need sous chefs, you need the dishwasher, you need all these other people. Right. So I have always acknowledged that. Yeah, Matt did a lot of work on the farm. He you know, organized it, built a lot of stuff. He has that creative things, but to spend all your time in that It's like, well, what happens to these four kids? Do they just kind of float around or just kind of survive on their own? So that was my emphasis, was making sure that all happened. So, you know, hopefully you end up complementing each other and you kind of cross, you know, paths. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, we didn't do very well at that. And business was a priority for him, where, because I thought it was so much personal, needed to be emphasized as well.
Yeah. Well, I think personality kind of distinguishes that too, because in your life, personal is so deep for you. Your family is so deep to you. Having the grandkids, that all means so much to you, more than any dollar amount or
the thing is also business can go away. Mm-hmm. And if it goes away and you have not the family you thought you wanted or have, or whatever the situation may be, was business really worth it? You know, emphasizing that so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything comes at a cost. And I just think this has come at a big cost, but we will always all see it differently. And that's the unfortunate thing. But I think I feel for my boys. You know, something that they were brought up with didn't happen in the way that we thought it would.
Okay.
So if it gets sold to some other stranger, that will be kind of weird. Well, but I left my farm in 2019, and that last scene, I think, in that episode, what, season 21 maybe?
Yeah.
Can't remember, season 21 or 20, maybe, I don't know. You know, it's my life, people. I can't even remember my life. You know, it's you have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because you can't go back.
Well, and I think if that part of the farm sells to a stranger, I mean, Matt's side is going to be completely different than what any of the kids grew up with, or it's kind of a different, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I mean. You have to put aside what you grew up with. And when they go and visit their dad or whatever may happen,
yeah,
it'll never be the same. Never, ever. And you can't keep hoping and wishing.
Right.
You can't stick a screw in a square peg or whatever that thing is.
A square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's just not gonna happen.
Well, grab another question. What do you want to answer?
Grab another question, huh? Yeah. Here. Oh, will there be a pumpkin season this fall? As far as I know, I think Matt said this on one of his posts or something, but yeah, there will be another pumpkin season. I would anticipate that this probably would be the last one. And so, you know, for Roll Off Farms pumpkin season, but I could be very, very wrong.
Yes, don't speak for them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But there will be a pumpkin season this year. And so just, I would say if anyone's interested in going, just look at Roll Off Farms and website or page or something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get whatever information whenever they put that out.
But it will be interesting because the part of the farm that's for sale right now, mm-hmm, public, that is the farmhouse, the castle.
It depends on, you know, if anyone does buy it that soon.
Right. But if
they'd be able to be negotiated. But he had moved pumpkin season to his side, a majority of it,
last
back
year
in 2020.
2020 or last year?
When COVID started, we had to do it differently.
Okay.
He had to do it differently because of COVID.
Yeah. So that's a different. So
if people came to pumpkin season in 2020 and 2021, it will still be somewhat like that.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I'm not sure I'll be part of it, but.
Let's see. Jesse asked, what is your view on some people saying that it's Matt's choice what happens with the farm when you and the kids, you know, we already kind of covered that, filmed it, built it, and sacrificed it?
Well, it is Matt's choice because he has a loan with me to pay off my amount, you know, the buyout amount.
That was a question. And did he owe you money? Because he mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he mentioned it in his post. And so he needs to pay, rightfully so, you know, my half. I don't get the full amount. I only get half the value at that time, which was several years ago, which is completely different to what he is doing now. So he owns that. So yes, it is his choice. He can do whatever he wants with that. And, but I've always said too, he might have built a lot of stuff and had the creative ideas, but the farm was the family. We all had elements of the farm. Mm-hmm. And so what it is today was definitely a part of all of us, but it's solely his choice on what he does with it because he owns it.
He owns it.
He doesn't have to report to me or ask anybody anymore.
Right. Well, I think.
Which I'm sure will be a whole lot easier for him.
I think in episode or season 22, at the last part, he and Karen were going around the track saying, it's all mine. It's
well, wait a minute. What? Yeah, oh, the last season?
Uh huh. Oh, he said, it's all mine. Because that's when you moved out and everything. So, yeah. So it's his walk. Stock and barrel, tell his. Okay. Okay, I want to go back to the premiere because there were some really cute things. I saw you and Chris went over to Zach and Tori's for dinner, and Zach tells you that they're moving to Washington. And Chris said something that was really heartfelt. He said that he was surprised that they were moving so far because of him not having children. He had gotten close to Zach and the grandkids, and he was really going to miss them. And that just melted my heart that he was so warm and fuzzy, because he could have said, oh, that's your family. You know, I'm just here. I'm your husband, but I'm not a part of that. But
well, I think one of the things that really made it easy, you know, for Chris to embrace all of this is because how it naturally progressed on how my kids embraced him. He has no expectations whatsoever, doesn't even think about it or anything. Everyone calls him Chris, you know, Ember, Jackson, everything. It's like, no, I'm not their stepdad, no, or their step-grandpa or anything. Like, no.
Yeah.
You know, you're the grandmother, you're Mimi, and I'm Chris, you know. I'm just appreciative that, you know, overall the kids have embraced him. They have accepted Chris into the family because it was so organic, you know. It's like Chris, you know, came out of the blue in my life. So, you know, it was so organic and natural. And I think part of that was he didn't expect anything, but not having kids around, he's enjoying these little moments with the kids, like for Jackson's birthday, you know. I don't know if he doesn't like the gifts I choose or what, but he likes buying a gift. It's usually from both of us, but he likes going out, picking out a gift.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I'm like,
oh my God,
what are you trying to do, buddy? Up me one, you know, up one or whatever.
He's not had an opportunity to do that before.
Well, I'm just razzing him.
Yeah, I'm just but razzing. I love that.
But it just, you know, kind of tickles me that, you know, he really would like, you know, well, the girls. I think he did it with Lila too, but when the girls get older, he probably won't do it with the girls because girls are a whole different breed to him.
Well, we will see. We will see, you know, because that's still a bond and that's awesome. And
but then, he's really enjoying that kind of family perspective that I bring.
Yeah, I love that. And then Zach had mentioned that you took the news well and appreciated your support. And I loved that part in the scene, too, when you said, well, it's not my choice. I'd love you to be closer to us, but I have to support you guys and be there for you. And I think
I'm a firm believer in that. I knew that they were looking a little farther out and maybe occasionally touching upon, you know, the Washington area and stuff. But the one thing that my parents never did, unless, you know, it's life threatening or something like that, they never butted in. Like, well, you can't do that because look at how it'll interrupt our life, or, you know, any of all that stuff. Because, you know, I grew up with my parents, their grandparents, in the way that we don't have to live your life. So why would we dictate it?
Right.
You know, if this is a choice that you feel is best for your family and what you feel like you need to do, I may not like it, but, you know, there's nothing like wrong with it. So I am going to go. Of course, I'll support you.
Yeah.
You know, we'll just adjust and make it happen.
Well,
you may not be 10 minutes away. You may be now at 45 minutes to an hour. It's like, okay. The woman and Mimi and grandmother, who's always late, will have to put a little more effort into planning.
Well, you know, speaking of your parents, oh my gosh, I didn't want to cry. Just watching your dad take you down the aisle, he had just had surgery.
Oh, I know.
Flew out.
He had surgery like 2 weeks or something prior.
Flew out from Michigan. Walked you down the aisle and danced that night with you. He's just a wonderful. And the night before, people don't know this, but the night before the wedding, after the rehearsal, your dad sat there with all your family, and he said to me, "Look at all I have created as a family."
Yeah,
and he was so proud of being there and having his kids, his grandkids, because your sister was there, your nephew.
Well, my niece and nephew came from my older sister who had passed away a number of years ago. But see, to him, it all falls to family. I mean, my dad was a civil architectural engineer for Ford. He could have gone up the ladder if he chose at Ford Motor Company headquarters. You know, he could have chose to go up the ladder. But he chose family because if he were to, you know, take those steps up the ladder,
he wouldn't be there.
It would be less time. You know, he wouldn't be able to come home and eat, you know, almost every dinner with the family. Maybe vacations, and, you know, I mean, he got up to management level of whatever sort. But it's not like he was, you know, head of two departments or whatever it is.
Right.
And so, but to him, it's like the job was a means to put a roof over our heads and food on the table. It wasn't, he was in love with the job and the business. He liked what he did, but he also taught at Henry Ford Community College, which I'm not sure if that's a university or something now, but it's Henry Ford Community College. He loved teaching. And I'm like, well, duh. And I remember helping him grade papers, you know,
really?
Like the multiple choice ones, you know.
I didn't know that about you. That's
Oh, yeah.
And how's
so,
your dad doing today? People are asking.
You know what? He just got back a couple of weeks ago. He just got back from doing a road trip to Nebraska for another reenactment.
What?
But this time, he did not stay in the little lean-to tent because it's got to be all real, made like it was back then. Sorry. It was windy. It was cold. And he got to stay in the lodge. And I said, well, Dad, are you like the oldest one there? He goes, yeah, I'm the senior gentleman or the senior trapper or whatever it is.
And 93, right? 93?
Yes, he's 93. So I think he was very appreciative that he could be out the wind and everything. I'm like, well, of course, you get yourself a cold, and oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, so. But he's not fragile. He is the strong guy. He has a really cool gold chain that he wears, and he's kind of hip.
There are elements of my dad. I'm like, oh, brothers. You know, as soon as the kids get older and out of the house, I'm like, who are you?
I love it. I love it.
So anyway,
well,
so no, so to me, it's, you know, you can either choose to look at what's on your side of the white picket fence and just really like, and there's nothing wrong with striving for something else or goals or more, or whatever it is. But when more becomes so much greater than appreciating what you have right here on your side of the fence, I think is what really trips a lot of people up, whether it be their relationships, whether it be with their kids, whether it be with their families and stuff like that, because this is unique to you.
Yeah.
Just because your kids aren't doing what someone else is doing or, you know, something like this, what is good for you and your family?
Well, and I think you just kind of nailed it, that even with your family dynamic, you are the one with family intentions and watching the kids, and then Matt had business aspirations, or, you know, and it just didn't work.
It just didn't mesh.
Didn't mesh with what you were used to.
And so, you know, and I am just very blessed and just very fortunate that, you know, Deb and I, oh yeah, by the way, hi Deb. Hi Deb. Our good friend Deb. That we put on that whole wine and art event, and someone invited, one of the guys invited Chris.
How random was that?
Oh my. Listen, you guys, this was not planned.
How?
Things in this show, I would have to say 99% is, you know, like we have an idea of what we're going to do, but things that are said, what happens, where whatever we're doing and stuff like that, it's like just real.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, I've said this a million times, you know, it's edited, but it's real.
It's not scripted. And
no.
And the day Chris, so you met him at the wine and art party. And then you invited him to your pool party.
Yep.
And this guy didn't know, he had like maybe one or two friends there, didn't know hardly anyone. Yeah. And he asked you on a motorcycle ride.
And I know, and I'm like, you don't even know who I am.
But wait, he had no idea, never had watched the show. And then Patrick, the producer, goes, "So you're going to take her on a motorcycle ride? Is that something we could maybe film?" And I'm like, you're scaring the guy off of your I watched that happen. And I'm like, oh, and he goes, "Yep, we could do that." And I'm like, okay, this guy's worth, you know, sticking
around.
Well,
he is definitely up for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, but you're right. When I found that out afterwards, I'm like, oh, this could have so gone south.
So south.
Because, you know, the older you get, not everyone is a fan of doing this show with me. And that's why I love my friends, Lisa and Deb. We have our neighbors. We have a couple of friends that'll do things occasionally, which I totally get. I totally understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been doing this a long time and started from when we did to here and went through the whole gauntlet of, you know, reality TV and the phases that reality TV has gone through. And so, yeah, when they did that, I'm like, oh, brothers, you know.
But shout out to Patrick.
But the one thing I'm really appreciative of Chris is that he and I, we don't talk about a scene like let's just say, like, we're filming tomorrow. We're going to do a motorcycle ride. Okay, they'll give us an idea of what they want us to talk about. I'm like, okay, yeah. Thank you for your idea. I'll see what kind of mood I'm in.
But it's based on what you're already doing. It's not that they make up. Here, you need to talk about this. It's based on what you're doing.
They have to, because logistics wise, when you bring a crew and you're going off campus, meaning away from our house and some, you have to, because logistics, they have to figure that all out. You can't just show up someplace with a film crew. That ain't happening.
Isn't it like right now today, when I put our little outline together, we're not scripted, but we do want to stay on track and have some kind of organized.
Because Lisa likes to stay on track.
Organized thoughts.
I go AWOL.
Right? Don't you need some organized thoughts?
But anyway, so we're going to go on this motorcycle ride tomorrow. And, you know, they'll give us an idea of, hey, we'd love for you to talk about this and this and that. But when I wake up tomorrow morning, I'll be like, no, I don't feel like that. We'll talk about this or that. But I'll usually wrap it around something around what they want to do. Because you also have to understand, this is also my job. Meaning, so I try and balance business with personal. Because I don't want to get lost in the business. What my dad has always said when I grew up and as a kid and everything. Like that's what keeps me grounded, and or I try my best, keeps me grounded and my feet planted. I don't want to get lost in my job, whether it be reality TV or if I was a nurse or a secretary or, you know, insurance or working at retail, whatever it may be.
Insurance.
You definitely want to like what you do, because you're going to spend half your life working at what you're doing. So you should at least like it. And hopefully you have the people you work with are decent, and maybe possibly you have a friend or two from work, who knows? But I try and balance personal and business, because
you have to.
In the job that I do, I do it more than anybody else, because it's about my personal life.
I love it. Well, let's get to a few more questions.
Well, let's do some shout outs here, because I know I've been rambling on. And
well, and Naveed, people, if you're listening, you might want to grab some shout outs and post them so we can see, because they go by so fast. So if everyone wants to say a few questions.
Well, Brazil. We've got another season we're filming, people. So. Oh, Garden City, Michigan.
Ooh.
My oldest sister used to live there with her kids before they moved to Florida.
Trinidad and Tobago from the Caribbean. Yes, if you see my picture back here, it's from Jamaica. Oh,
we got Lake Superior, Thunder Bay. I think it said that.
Nice.
Virginia, because Lake Superior, Michigan, you know, that's Michigan area.
Very cool. Somebody asked if the scene with Matt and Zach was scripted. And no way was any of that scripted. Nothing.
I would have to say, you know, Matt may have more of an idea of what he's doing in a scene, but I would have to say from the majority of the rest of us, we have an idea of what it's about, but I don't really know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to feel or what I'm going to say until I'm actually in it. I like to keep it real. Both Chris and I, we like to keep it real. And I think I didn't finish that. We don't talk about a scene prior to it to say, okay, you know, what do you think about this? Are you going to do this? And me, you know, we just, you know, let it happen. Mm-hmm. And of course that kind of makes me nervous with, you know, someone, but you know, Chris has been graciously willing to be a part of what I do for, you know, several years now. So I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Naveed posted, as we were talking, to some shout outs. I kind of went off and said, oh, what did you? But these were some questions that came up. So,
okay.
Clinton Township, Michigan, Mary Jo.
Yep.
Let's see. What else do we have? San Diego, California.
Lillian. Well, yeah, Clinton Township, Michigan. Clinton Township. Gosh, where is that? My sister lives in Clarkston, but I don't think it's near that Clinton. I know where Clinton is. But anyway.
Donna Rosencrantz from Atlanta, Georgia. That's very cool.
We have someone from Mexico. Gracias. Oh, Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Ooh, Pearl River, Florida. Ooh. Hudson, Ohio. Ooh.
Pearl River, Louisiana. Rochester, New York.
Let's see. Betsy Serino from Tumwater. Oh, Tumwater, Washington?
Ooh. Oh, Dublin, Ireland.
I saw that.
Dublin, Ireland. You know what? One of these years, if who knows what social media is going to be like in 5 years, because everything changes so darn quick now. I want to do the whole England, Wales, Scotland, Ireland. I want to take a month and go out there.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, I think it'd be huge.
Wouldn't that be fun?
But But yeah, we had Mexico, we have Norway, we have Kenya, Africa,
Anchorage,
Springfield,
Africa,
Vermont,
South Africa to Pleasant Garden, North
Hopkins,
Carolina.
Michigan. The reason I don't read your names, you got Roseburg, Oregon, Oxford, Florida, is because it goes by so fast. I can't. These
Linda
glasses aren't as sharp as I thought they were.
Vaiva said, would you both consider doing a talk show? How would that work?
Oh,
Maybe.
I think we would.
It'd be
You know
fun.
what? You know the talk show that I really liked when they have two people? I loved it when Kathie Lee and Regis.
Yes.
I loved it when it was Hoda and
That's your
Kathie
favorite.
Lee Gifford.
Yes. You always mention Hoda and
Well, I
Kathy.
love it because they're just,
Themselves.
well, they're themselves. Obviously, they need to have some form of, notes and stuff.
Outline,
But
outline.
they just feel natural. They feel real. They feel like they're in conversation and stuff like that. And they don't get too heavy on the political. And
No.
they'll touch on some things and everything. And now it's Hoda and Jenna, Jenna Bush. Can't remember her married name, but anyway.
And you know who is doing some reporting for them? Our good
Yes,
friend Jason.
Jason Kennedy.
Our
Are you
good
sure
friend.
that's happening?
Yes, I've been watching it. He
We
just did a
know
interview.
Jason Kennedy. He was gracious enough to help us out on our charity foundation a number of years ago. He was a host of E! News. I think they changed their format or whatever they're doing, but they just had a baby, which I'm so excited for
Oh my
he
gosh.
and
Well,
Oh my God.
it goes way back because we
Yeah.
met him and he was starting a charity foundation called Generosity
Oh,
Water.
yes. Generosity
And
Water.
we
Yeah.
were his first donation. And so when we did that personally, you and I gave some money
And
and
you got to go, and I couldn't because I was filming.
so that yes, actually I think I went twice to
Yeah.
their events, which
Because
was
filming.
cool.
See how filming interrupts my life?
Well, and we were able, I think we actually were able to support six or eight wells, wa clean water wells for different countries. So kudos to Jason and his wife and their beautiful new baby. His name is, it begins with an R,
Rider. No,
Ryder.
River.
Yeah, River with
I
Y,
think it's
River.
Ryver.
Yes. Yeah. So Jason, if you're watching, shout out to you. We love you. And
No,
yeah, he's giving
Jason
us.
is a good guy, and I love it that he and Justin Bieber are friends,
Yes.
because that's why as a parent you hope that your kids will be okay the older they get. I mean, Justin Bieber definitely had his like
Well, he was young.
chaos.
He
Well,
was young.
he had fame at a very young age.
Yes.
And when you're young and you're kind of like on your own and you have all of this, boom, boom, boom. I am so excited to see where he is right now.
He's
And I
in a
wish
great
for
place.
him and his wife, Haley, all the best. I hope they're a couple that, will really be able to hang in there in this whole, celebrity. They're the real celebrity, but this whole celebrity and being in the limelight. I don't
Right.
know.
But he's
I
friends
just
with me, so he's in a good spot because Jason's an awesome guy. So, yeah.
Justin Bieber, I think has been able to weather the storms and be able to still be there. So, like I said, I just wish him and Haley all the best.
So,
Never met
anyway,
the guy,
how
never,
are you
I could be his mother, grandmother, who knows?
doing?
But
Here's Tita.
he's a
Oh,
good
go ahead.
guy.
Tita Rowland, love you, Amy and Lisa from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Ooh, I'd love to go there. Don't they have, is that kind of the Amish area and they have food?
I think it is. And no, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I think it
Yeah.
is. Philadelphia obviously is has a lot of history of, our country and everything. Pittsburgh reminds me, you know what Pittsburgh reminds me of? It's so silly. Billy Joel and Allentown. Allentown, I think that was in Pennsylvania. his song about Allentown and the steel mills
and
stuff like that. But no, Pennsylvania is a good, it's a good state. I love my Midwest.
About, if you're talking about Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Dan Bertone. If you're out there watching, shout out Dan. We love you. He's my paisan.
And, you know, besides my Detroit Lions, I always loved the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think it was because of Terry Bradshaw was the quarterback back in the day. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yes.
And now that guy is everywhere.
Oh, that's funny. Somebody said, are we looking at doing any summer fun stuff? We're looking at trying to maybe go to this vintage trailer park. With Deb, you and I, and maybe having some fun times.
There's this place, I think it's around Silverton area.
Oregon.
And it's called the Vintage Trailers. And think of like the 1950s or the 1960s, and you get to stay in these vintage trailers and stuff like that. And I just thought, for Lisa, that's palatable because it's glamping, really. It's glamping.
No tent, okay? No tent. No. And there's a bathroom.
You know what? You know, wait, you know what? I should take you guys on a camping trip. We'll get some blow up mattress or something.
They always deflate. No. You wake up in the morning and they're on the ground.
No, the one that Chris and I have, when I went camping with him, I thought I can do tent camping because this mattress, Coleman blow up mattress, the best. I thought I can do this all the time. It is comfy. It is great.
No thanks. I'll bring my car.
You guys want to see us get? Do you want me to get Lisa and Deb out of their comfort zone and we'll go? Oh, we're gonna have to fish for our food. I have never cut a fish. Like you got to chop off.
Oh. I don't even want to touch the worm that goes on the hook. How do you even get the fish?
Maybe I'll have some hot dogs just in case. Oh, Patrick, that's what I'm going to do. Patrick! Patrick's my executive producer. I'm taking these girls real life camping.
No. I've only been when I was in Campfire Girls and we stayed in a lodge.
And you are long overdue.
And then my friend Mary asked me, she went camping up in Washington. And so I brought my SUV and I had a mattress, a foam mattress, and we slept in the car because there were so many mosquitoes. It was disgusting. And then my son, I took Nikki with me and we walked out into this little lake and he got a rusty fish hook in his foot. And I'm like, no, this is not for me. I want to be in the Caribbean where I can float in the turquoise water and have a drink.
Okay, we are doing the hardcore camping. You guys, what do you think? Oh, come on, I'm a Michigan girl at heart. We're going hardcore camping. Patrick, that's our
dream. Oh, my gosh.
That is our
You guys activity. Help me. That will not work. How would I even do my hair?
Put it in a ponytail. And you know what you do? All you do is make sure you have a garbage bag. You can use wipes to, and then
what is that?
And you know, usually they'll have a hand thing, or maybe we'll go to a place that actually has a toilet.
Yes, please. I can't go without a toilet.
Not an outhouse.
Oh, no. No.
And then, I think you guys got to give me help here. I think that'll be, we'll see if that happens.
Hey, someone says no camping for me.
Okay, it's after 5. So let's do some more questions.
Okay, you go for it.
See, Pierre asked, what's your favorite summertime lunch?
Okay, so talking about food in the
summertime is that I'll either have breakfast and then I'll go right into dinner. Lunch kind of gets lost. Really, my favorite summertime lunches is either a sandwich or using my leftovers and turning it into a wrap or creating a salad with it or something of that sort. Because even if you grilled a steak and you've got leftover steak, create a salad.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you like in the fridge right now, I have leftover shrimp that I cooked last night for Chris and I. And I thought, okay, we have shrimp. Like, what can I do? I can make it like a little rice bowl or a little pasta bowl, or to make it a little more healthy, get your find whatever summer veggies and the fruit. Eat all of that as much as you can. It's the best time to go visit your farmers markets and everything. You could do slivered zucchini and roast those, and they become like little chips and stuff. And then you could add the shrimp to it with a little bit of arugula, some really fresh tomatoes, and just make your salad dressing light, a vinaigrette. Anyway,
Sounds good. Do you know what time it is?
I know, that's why I said we gotta go.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and give the summer
Okay.
code.
Oh yeah,
Wait.
you give the code and I'll do the rest of the questions. You give the code.
Okay, all right. So thank you guys for watching us. It's been over an hour and 15 minutes. We always run over, but Amy seems to have so much to say, and I love hearing what she has to say, except for the camping thing. Not really, but
Yes, we're going
anyway,
camping.
yes. So to
I'm texting my
win,
producer after this.
yeah, win candle and three spa soaks that are local from one of our local artisans. Please text us, or not text us, but just go ahead now and put in summer. That's the code. And we are going to pick a winner from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and iTunes. So,
So summer is the code. Summer.
yep. So just put summer
So type
and
in
send it.
summer.
Type in summer wherever you're
Okay.
at.
Someone just said it is 9:45 in the oldest city in North America. I feel really foolish right now because I'm not sure what the oldest city in America is. My first instinct is to say St. Augustine, Florida, but I think that's only three. The
Yeah,
only
that's
other thing I can, it can't be Boston area.
no, that's 3 hours.
So the oldest city in North America. Oh, they said North America. Well, North America is
Oh.
part of the United States. Can't be Maine.
Maybe they've got a
Somewhere in
different.
Maine?
Tell
St.
us.
Augustine, Florida?
It's
No.
7:15 in Chicago.
Yes.
That's what
No, it
someone
can't
told
be. That's only
me. It's
2 hours.
8:16 in New York.
Oh no,
And
Chicago is.
yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is seven something.
So 8:15 in Florida. Maybe someone's.
Well, I'm going to find what the oldest city in North America is. So if someone doesn't,
Somebody
see someone else
Google
said St.
it
Augustine, Florida.
now. St. Augustine is Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, so it's
So.
only 3 hours. Anyway, let's get going. So,
All right.
how did
Spa
you
gift.
manage cooking when your kids were younger and you had busy evenings? Well, I will tell you this. The way I cook right now is definitely not the way I cooked when I was raising kids. I have a lot more time to do a lot more homemade, like my tomato sauce, making bread and, salads and, fresh veggies and all of that stuff. I use a lot of frozen veggies and stuff like that because frozen is really better than canned
Yeah, I
because
think
frozen is
so.
like a really
Fresh
quick
frozen.
cook, but you still have to cook it. Pasta was great.
Yeah.
For lunches and stuff, we use hot dogs. I made macaroni and cheese a lot. Spaghetti was huge. No wonder Zach likes that.
I know that's his favorite from you.
What?
That's his favorite dish from you, right?
Yeah.
Except for the enchiladas. Which one is
Enchiladas was Jeremy.
Oh.
Jacob was usually biscuits and gravy, but there was something else he liked that I made for him for his birthday. Oh
What
my gosh,
was
I can't remember what it is now.
it? I
And
know.
Molly, what was Molly's? I don't know what
Oh.
Molly's was. Fried rice? Oh my
Gosh.
gosh. I better
Well, you'll
find
have
that out.
to, you know what? You'll have to find that out.
Yeah.
That's
I
pretty
already
cool.
have Father's Day gifts for my boys picked out.
Oh,
Yes.
what are
So,
those?
Marissa asked, when did you first get into cooking and what inspired you? Well, I wrote a lot of this in my book, A Little Me, which we have on sale over there at Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen. I probably started cooking for the family when I was about 14 years old. but I got involved when I was a little girl. I had this, back in the day, it was a metal kitchen, you know, set where now it's like Play School, Fisher Price or whatever.
Right.
This one was metal. I loved that little kitchen set. Absolutely love it. I would pretend that I had all my stuffed animal friends coming over for dinner or my baby dolls or, you know, and sometimes when they're, you know, we couldn't afford it or I didn't get like a lot of the play food, I would cut out paper and make little eggs and toast and all this stuff and pretend that I was cooking. So I don't know. I've always had a thing for that. And I looked through 17 magazine and I trial and error and made this food. And of course my dad, he would be like, unless it's green or crawling, I'm eating it. Oh. Some of the stuff that I made, I'm like, oh my gosh. But anyway,
that's awesome.
So I started cooking for the family then, but also, you know, when you're a teenager, you don't want to spend hours in the kitchen making food for the family. You want to go out and hang out with your friends or an activity or something. So back in my day, there was minute rice available. There was tuna helper. There was hamburger helper. Excuse me. So I did a lot of that. And so I didn't do a lot of homemade cooking like I do now, like making my own crust and pies and desserts and vegetable dishes and stuff. But, you know, that evolved over time. Right. And when you have time. So I still love cooking. I love it to this day. And I hope when I die, I will be wearing an apron.
You know what? I'm going to make a note of that. I might go before you, but you should put that in your will.
Yeah, will. When I die, make sure I'm wearing an apron.
You know what? You should tell your kids that, because I told my son Brandon, my oldest, he's going to be 38. I said, you're going to be wheeling me up to the hair salon, and I'm going to be getting my hair done, and you're going to be taking me, because I am not having gray. I love gray hair. I'm not saying it's bad, but for me, I like what I have, and I'm going to try to keep it for as long as I can.
I just want to say, people, I think I am so right when I say she's my glam friend. She is my glam friend.
I'm Italian. I can't help it. It's just part of my blood.
Okay, Sierra asks, she asked two questions. Oh, this one was, what is your favorite summertime meals? Interesting. I would have to say one thing that I'm going to try and do is do barbecue. Chris does a lot of our barbecue, but I may try and do some barbecue because I really want to learn a lot more about marinating meat before you barbecue. Wow. I don't have like a smoker, like a Traeger, all those other brands out there.
You need to get a Traeger. You would love that.
Well, there's other brands too, but I don't have a Traeger. But my one friend, Deb, though, you know, our friend Deb, she has a regular grill. And what she does, she has this like little tray, little bowl or whatever, and she puts the smoked chips in there. Mm-hmm. And then she, you know, cooks whatever she's cooking. And it may not be as intense, but some of those flavors get into that. So anyway, I want to do some more grilling. But with grilling, you have to be there. And that's probably why I don't do a lot of it, because I'm busy making all the other side dishes and stuff like that. So,
well, with the smoker, you just turn it to the degrees you want.
And let it cook for 3 hours.
It's like an oven. It's like putting it in the oven. But it's got, when you take it out, it has like a pink smoke ring around the outside of the meat. And oh my God. Yeah. But
so for summertime meals, I like to make them light. I don't like them to be too heavy. So I generally don't do soups. Or, you know, heavy stuff. Well, of course, a brisket, because pulled pork sandwiches are just the best. But I want to try like either boneless ribs or like St. Louis barbecue ribs or something. But anyway. Okay. Emmy, I think this is right. Emmy asks, Lisa, what is your favorite meal Amy has made? Split pea and ham soup?
That is my favorite that you've made.
Oh, it is not. Is it?
Oh my God, it is so
you
good.
Like split pea ham soup?
Yes, I wrote that on the sheet, because that is, I love that.
Because most people don't. Chris doesn't like it. All my kids. And
I love it. I love
it. I love it too. It's always been my favorite.
It's so warm. It's been your favorite too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Only homemade. I would not buy it like in a can. I don't do soup like that. But no, that's my favorite that you've made. I just love it. So hearty, warm.
I might have to do that in November then.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and
a quick break.
Because, no, break and talk about who won. We're going to start announcing the winners.
Yeah, we should, because people probably have to get on with their evening instead of listening to us.
Yes. I think we're still waiting for one winner from Twitter. If anyone's listening on Twitter, put in the summer, comment in the summer so we can,
you know,
see
that's one thing I forget to mention. I probably should have done a little post and just mentioned on Twitter that we were doing a live today.
Oh my gosh. Well, hopefully our marketing team's done some of that too. But
well, the thing that I would, you know, I mean, I could talk about a whole ton of stuff, but if you guys have anything, you know, we're only doing this once a month. June, we're not able to do because I am gone most of the month on this motorcycle ride. Lisa's gone for a little bit. So I think our next live is June 11th. And I'm anticipating, or no, July 11th. And I'm anticipating that that'll be the week before the last episode. So I'd love to get your guys' thoughts on how the whole season of Little People, Big World, season 23 has been going, if you're watching.
This might be a 2-hour live if we have to talk about all those.
Well, you know, I just, you know, so if you guys have any questions around those episodes or a topic that you would like Chris, if you would like Lisa and I to talk on, I would, if Chris was there, I was going to say, can you say hi? If you want...
What? I wanted to say, Christine Fisher said she's recovering from surgery, and this live is really lifting my spirit. So, Christine,
I hope your healing and recovery continues to go well. Sometimes it doesn't go as quick as we had hoped. So I just hope it's just think about the hare and the turtle, you know, the bunny rabbit and the turtle, steady as you go. You will get, you know, you will get to where you need to be in your healing, or the little engine, the little blue engine that could. I tell you, those are my two motivating.
Oh, yes.
Slower isn't always a bad thing. Yeah. So hang in there. I hope your recovery goes well.
Well, while we're getting the winners, will be posted here in a few minutes when Naveed's got those ready to go.
Posted? Aren't you going to say them?
I'm going to, because he's going to post them so I can
see. Oh, okay. Got it.
We have an independent person who is pulling these.
Oh, so. Yeah. We don't do it. No.
Okay. All right. Naveed's going to start posting here. And we will.
Well, let's do some questions, though.
Facebook is Gene Twiss. Gene Twiss. T-W-I-S. Sorry, Amy. I didn't mean to cut
you off. No, go ahead.
So congratulations on Facebook.
So let me repeat that. On Facebook, it is Gene Twiss. The very most important thing for you to do is to email arlittlekitchen@gmail.com. There you go.
Okay. So Alicia Gonzalez, congratulations from YouTube.
So YouTube, Alicia Gonzalez. Right?
Okay. And on Twitter, I'm writing these down, is Sandra Watts.
So on Twitter, it's Sandra Watts.
All right. And we're going to post where you need to email me after this. So, and then Instagram.
What about IG?
Right there. Who is that?
I don't know. I can't see it.
You can't?
Diane. The chat is on.
Oh, Diane Horger, H-O-E-R-G-E-R, is Instagram. So okay. We've got Facebook, Gene Twiss, YouTube, Alicia Gonzalez, Twitter, Sandra Watts, and Instagram, one more Instagram. I didn't get it written down yet.
Did you get them?
Diane Horger. Yes. All right. Now we are going to post where you need to email me. And you will see at arlittlekitchen@gmail.com.
That's you mean this AR Little Kitchen that I'm seeing right now, everyone else can see?
Yes. We're getting better. Amy, we are getting technically, we are moving up, moving on up. We're moving on up.
I'm sorry. I thought that was just something that I could see. That's why I repeated it.
I'll tell you, we are technically challenged, but we make it work. And thank you to Naveed, who helps us from Corsan Media. He's the one that has helped us out. But before we go, I just wanted to say, check out Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen and subscribe, because we are offering anyone who's a subscriber to cook with Amy. Once you just subscribe, in our Amy Roloff's Little Kitchen, if you go in there and subscribe to our newsletter, we are offering you to have a cooking lesson with Amy. And
well, no. Let's not say a cooking lesson. Let's cook together. You're cooking
let's
with
cook
Amy.
Together. So February 23rd, we have one. It's already booked. But
February.
Did I say February?
Yes.
Sorry. May. 23rd, we have already, we're already booked.
Yeah.
But the next month, once we get things together, we're going to figure out when the next one is, and we're going to reach out to those people who've subscribed. So if you subscribe, once you see an announcement and you want to cook with Amy, I'll be there too. I'm kind of the sous chef, like she said, you need a sous chef.
Well, you do. It takes a team.
I know. So anyway, make sure you apply if you want to do it. It'll be fun. We do these about once a month and we love it. So subscribe. And then let's see, what's the next one? Oh, we have spring fudge on sale this week, 10% off. And the coupon code is LPBW10. I don't know if Naveed's listening, if he could put the coupon code up.
LPBW, Little People, Big World, LPBW10.
So that's for our spring fudge.
If you want to get that spring fudge, it's really good. You got cookies and cream. We've got, I think, butter pecan. We have
lemon.
I know lemon. And then what's the chocolate one? Chocolate cordial?
Walnut, I think.
Chocolate walnut?
Yeah. Okay. So if you want to get it, we're getting low. Oh, there we go. See, look, Amy, it's on the screen.
And the other thing is when summer fudge comes out, it will remind you of an old-fashioned summer.
Yes.
We kind of like to shake it up for you.
Yeah.
So, but if you guys have any recipes or any ideas that you'd like me to cook, let me know.
Did you receive any face masks in the mail yet?
I didn't check my mail today.
Oh, okay. So in June, first part of June, because we're not going to be here, Amy's going to be on a big motorcycle ride to Canada. Right?
Well, what we're doing is we're going through Oregon, Washington, through Canada, British Columbia, Canada, and hitting into just basically tipping our toe into Alaska, because I tell you, it'd be a whole month's trip. I think when we get to Sitka, I think it's Sitka, then Chris and I will travel back.
Okay, cool. So June, we're kind of out. I'm in Cabo. She's in Alaska. I'd rather go to Cabo. I think you're going to freeze your behind off on that motorcycle.
But who's going to have the better adventure?
But it's going to be cold. So anyway, check back in June for summer flavors, a fudge, summer earrings, and Amy's earrings that she's wearing today. Those are her favorite.
These are my favorite.
See, those are in now.
Daisies!
Lightweight hoodies, military pattern face mask.
Now, what you have to understand about the military patterns, I think it's about the 4th of July and stuff, right?
Memorial Day up through.
Yeah. So they're just acknowledging, you know, military theme, I would call it.
Yeah.
So it's like the 4th of July. It's not like it's going to be Army, Navy, you know, that stuff.
Marines. There's one that says Marines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we'll post those. Just look for
you know who's in the kitchen. She's the cook on this one.
Anyway, and part of it will be donated if you purchase masks. Yeah. Part of it will be donated back to a great charity, and we'll post all of that.
A charity that benefits veterans.
Yes. So we'll post that once they're ready. So you can reach us or look at all of our stuff at amyroloffslittlekitchen.com.
Okay. You know what? It's like we're way past the time, and I'm sure people have left the scene. They have left the building.
They left the building. Some people.
One of the reasons that we're not going to do a live in June is because obviously Chris and I, in the next 2 weeks, we're getting ready for our motorcycle ride, making sure we got everything, the bikes all fixed up and ready to go. And that's hopefully repair a flat tire or, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I'm just
you're going to food blog while you're there, right?
So I'm also going to bring bear repellent. Someone told us to bring bear repellent.
Repellent.
And make sure. But you know what, guys? I hope I capture the fact that I want to see a bear and I want to see a moose. That is very important to me.
Because long as the bear isn't chasing you.
Any of you who ride motorcycles or on the back of someone who rode motorcycles, the scenery flies by. It's not like you take all these pit stops and walk around and all this other stuff. So Chris has got to pay attention. I'm like, oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, look at that. Because I'm the passenger.
How many miles are you going to travel? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea. Wow. I'll have to ask him, but I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to do some stretches and some yoga when you get off that bike every day.
I'm sure you guys follow my other kids. If you don't, follow them. Jacob and Isabel or Zach and Tori and Jeremy and Odd. You'll definitely get updates on my kids a lot more than what I will do. But they're all doing wonderful. They're all doing great. Josiah is, you know, I think Zach called me today. He's making his voice known. So for us new moms, maybe waking up in the middle of the night, maybe verbalizing a lot more. But who cares? He's an adorable boy.
Yes, adorable. I'm just kidding.
And Jackson and Lila adore him. Lila is always checking up on him from what I can, you know, talking to them and stuff like that. So I'm just so happy that all my kids and Molly and Joel, you know, they're doing great too. They're working. They're just enjoying both of them and together, and they're taking a big trip, I think in September or something like that. Cool. And so I'm just very happy for them too. But
Christine Fisher said her sister was in it went by too fast, some kind of a motorcycle group, and they drove. So that's cool. There's a lot of groups, motorcycle groups out there.
Oh, no, it's huge. It is a whole new community. And the one thing I wear on my motorcycle, in fact, I might get some reflectors for my helmet, because I want to make sure people see me, okay? That's all I want to do. Because half the accidents on motorcycles because other people don't see the motorcycle. So I'm either going to buy a new scarf or wear the one I had, which came from Alaska last time. I wear this, you know, this bright blue scarf that I got from Alaska several years ago from a cruise. And so it's flying, you know, behind me because I want people to see us.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. I'm like, here I am. Hello. Well,
I loved in this premiere, you wore your motorcycle jacket that said, just married. Oh,
yeah.
That was
awesome. You gave, yeah.
I gave that to you. I said, oh, I love that. Yeah. You had to have that. You had to have that. So.
Well, you guys, has been long enough. We're on almost 2 hours. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I just really want to say thank you guys so much for just watching Little People Big World. Continue to watch it it says so much, and it's just a story about a family, and those of you that have been watching for a long time from the very beginning, coming to this point in the family life and then seeing what happens way after this season, it's going to be very interesting as well. So I just appreciate you watching, and I would very much appreciate your feedback. Because I'm just interested, you know, it's you get to see what you see, what, you know, television airs, and it just gives me a perspective of, you know, from what I know behind the scenes or personal life, because as we mentioned multiple times before, we'll be filming, you know, 3 hours, but you guys only see 3 minutes of it. And so it gives me a perspective of what someone sees in those 3 minutes. You know, what do they think? What do you all think? You know, stuff like that. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And we love you as a community. I mean, these are our friends. You are our friends. We love this. And just coming into your homes, you come into Amy's home, my home, we're together and just talk about what's going on in life. So love it.
Well, I think the other thing too is, you know, just let me know your thoughts, good or bad. I mean, you know, I'm not here just to get patted on the back, you know. Well, no one is perfect, but all I can say is
comments today. We're going to have to go back through this and look.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, all I can say is that, you know, I do my best, but I like to think that I do my best for, you know, my family, my kids, and, you know, eventually me.
I love Christy Champagne said, women supporting women. I love that. But there are a lot of guys on here too, and we love you too. So,
well, no, I agree. I think when you see women supporting women, I think that's very important, because we often are most critical about ourselves. And I think that has a tendency for us to be so critical against other women or with other women or whatever it may be. And it's like, we have to stop being so critical, you know, with ourselves,
right,
and really look deep and down. And, you know, it's like, did you mean well? Like, where was your heart? Like, where was your mindset? And, you know, I mean, I have certain thoughts, you know, about this season and everything. And part of me is feel guilty, because it's like, wait a minute, you shouldn't think like that, Amy. That's regardless, it's not good.
It's a tough season. It's going to be a tough season. Yeah, you guys are going to want to watch.
And for me to sit here and smile, and I think that has a lot to do with, I don't know where this guy is, but he's somewhere here.
Well, you're Mama Bear. And you protect your kids. Yeah. And
Well, I like to get all sides to it. And I'm Mama Bear, and I will do what I need, what I think is a good thing and the right thing to do for my kids.
Mm-hmm. All right, sister, we've got to go.
We do. Thank you guys so much. You know what? Have a safe summer, or getting into the summer. Be mindful of other people. Let's all be a little more patient. I mean, we're all, especially in the States here, I don't know about other countries, we're still going through COVID. You know, we're needing workers, or there's not enough workers, and we have to wait a little bit longer. Then we're facing inflation. You know, there's a lot of things. But I tell you, just look inside your home. Go through a picture album, a photo album. Yeah. You know, or just look in your backyard, or just look at your kids, and, you know, just say, hey, you know what? You've got a lot to be thankful for as well.
Yep. And remember to be kind, think kind, and stay kind.
So, and I hope you guys all join us in July sometime. So thank you. Love your feedback. Keep them coming.
And subscribe. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Take care, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.